Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
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 What's going on?
Well, we've got lots happened today. You had a driving lesson that we all went on.
Oh, I did. How exciting.
I'm so thrilled about this because I really think this is the you're on your journey to get your license.
And
I really think so.
Booked in for your, was it your hazards or whatever?
Hazard perception test. Yeah. Yes, all done. So that's great.
You're going to do that on Thursday?
Thursday afternoon. Once I do that, I can go for my actual test, which will be great. And happy days. Almost good. There. Do you know what? It's going to change my life. Not only will it give me independence, it'll make me feel confident in the dating world when I get asked the question, do you have a license? I can then say, yes.
Woohoo!
Question, have you ever been asked that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I feel like it's a necessity to share that information when going on a date. Like people want to know if you have a car or not.
Yeah,
like,
I'd feel duped if I got to a date and then they said, oh, can you drive me home? I don't drive.
Yeah, but fair enough.
That's a bit bitchy.
No, it's not. That's fair. To be honest, no offense, Maddie, but I could not date someone who didn't have their license. It'd be a deal breaker.
Interesting.
Well, see, not everybody is as cutting and nasty as you, though, Jade.
Nasty. That would be a prerequisite for at least 85% of people.
I think in Newcastle, if you were in Sydney, doesn't matter.
Jade's really digging the knife in today, aren't you?
Look
at the little
I'm
look on your face.
I'm actually being fair. Like,
you
if
know
you
what?
Were to go
That's
online
just
and
real.
Do
That's
a survey.
Just Jade, real.
Let's do it tomorrow on the show. Let's change whatever we've got. We'll fuck off your bird news from the show.
No, I'm doing the bird news.
Let's do, is having your license a deal breaker while stating.
I think it's probably better than our 640 at the moment.
What unusual product is so? Yeah, we'll piss that off.
I don't know
off.
How that got on there.
Well,
we all
it was
agreed
the,
to it.
Wasn't
so.
It the snake oil?
A scorpion venom.
Scorpion venom.
Brought up, remember?
You know that thing you did, said?
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot.
I like that, though.
That is good.
I look, it's embarrassing for me, but I don't think as many people as you're saying, Jade, would say that it's a deal breaker. What happened to being a nice person and liking somebody for who they are?
I'm a really nice person. I just couldn't, for me personally, don't get offended because you don't drive. You are. You're getting all antsy.
I'm having a great time. I'm planning tomorrow's show.
Yeah,
you're the one throwing the daggers over the desk stall.
No, but I'm just actually being the truth. For me, it doesn't matter because I'd never date you because you're gay. So you shouldn't get upset because I say I couldn't date someone who didn't have their license.
There we go. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Producer Jackson.
Well, could you date someone, Creever, out of curiosity?
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah, see, I don't want to drive around after somebody all the time.
I'm open-minded.
I want to do a quick poll around the office. Just like, I'll see what Jackson thinks. Let's call him.
Okay.
Oh,
here he is. He's coming in the room.
Coming in.
I don't think, hey,
what was that reaction?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. You're on the podcast at the moment.
Amazing.
So just chatting about like deal.
Just ask him.
Okay. So say you were single, and you're in the dating world. Would dating someone with a license be a deal breaker? Like, would he have to have a license?
I've dated someone without a license before. And it's the reason I broke up with them. I couldn't. No offense. Couldn't date somebody that didn't have a
license. That's what I said. No offense. And he got upset because I said I could never date anyone who didn't have their license.
Only because I just can't be bothered to drive people
and
around.
And that's
so
exactly
much responsibility.
What I said.
Love right. you, though. But we're not dating. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I said too.
No.
But I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, but what if you were driving? What if you weren't asking for lifts?
It's more just like.
You know it's going to happen. Yeah.
You can't meet up places and stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see. We'll do it on the show tomorrow.
All right.
I didn't get offended.
You did. Did he not, be honest?
A little bit like prepared to fight is what you were at.
Yeah.
You
that's
were
what it was. Not
to
offended.
Fight.
Prepared to fight.
That's what we want to call it now. No worries.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, that's on the show tomorrow.
Thanks,
also,
Jackson.
Thanks, Jackson.
Yeah. We have a team lunch today, which is fun.
Yay!
Yeah, planning for next year. That's always fun.
We can do a bit of strategizing.
Free. Free lunch.
That's very rare these days, a free corporate lunch.
You got to get what you got to get out of this
now,
place sometimes.
Yeah, I haven't been to this place. Is it like fine dining?
No, you'll enjoy it. Like pub quality meals. Pub food.
Great, love that.
Do you like pork ribs?
Yeah, of course I do.
With big plate of chips.
The ribs were really good.
Yeah, all right.
You like spicy, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get four meals. Let's get a pizza as a starter. And then all have a meal each because they're little pizzas.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it was tiny, wasn't it?
Are we
cute.
Happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea.
Good. Oh, man. Good. I'm pausing my diet for a day.
Good.
I'm fucking too cranky. I need to bring some happiness into my life again. So.
Oh, good.
Well, how brilliant!
I've been fine today towards you, Jade.
Oh yeah, last 5 minutes though.
Oh.
Bit rough.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You're just, you know what? You're easily offended.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, let's snap out of this before the lunch.
We've got a big planning
Jade
session
and I
at
are
the
at
lunch.
The point where we're like, just
you guys
want
need
to have
to eat.
Digs at each other.
You need to eat.
Yeah, I am hungry.
The both of you. All right, well, that'll be good.
All right, well, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
Bye.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. All right, so you got 30 seconds. You ready?
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey team, welcome to Tuesday. How are we?
Welcome.
So fresh. Feels so good today.
So fresh. Hits of summer 2020. What songs are in your
suit? Why are you feeling so
fresh? I don't know. I just can be.
Really?
There's no
good
law.
Good sleep?
Yeah, really good, actually.
Yeah, me too. I slept for most of the day yesterday. I felt so lazy. And then, oh my God, Crevo.
What?
Jade FaceTimed me last night. 49 minutes. Telling me about diamonds and the different types of diamonds you can get and the different colours and how much they cost. And she was inspired after your big engagement announcement on the show yesterday.
You were interested.
Yeah, I was. It was like I went to school for diamonds. Like,
he asked the question and then we went down the rabbit hole and I couldn't just leave it there.
I've got to show you what she sent me on Facebook, Crevo. I'm just pulling it up right now. Where are you, Jade?
I was so excited.
Look, she sent me all these like diamond charts and different diamond rings.
That looks like the text exchange of like some young teenage girls or something. Like,
don't say that.
That you said that because I said to Maddie last night on the phone, I said, you're basically a girl. And then he was like, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, but I can talk to you more about girl stuff.
Thanks, Jade.
You don't
get that from me. Sorry, Jade.
I know. But
way to strip my masculinity away.
Well, you know, it's a good thing.
Do I have any left? I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
You're a masculine.
You're a man. You help lift things when I need it, when I need help, when Ben's at work. But speaking of Benny, though, I was trying to drag you guys along to his ice hockey match last night.
Yeah.
Turns out the game was a lot later, so I myself couldn't go.
Imagine we turned up.
I know.
You didn't.
But But his team won. Go the Chiefs, 8-2.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yay.
Love local sport.
Yeah.
So
that's what our show is all about.
I'm going to go watch him play on Thursday night, actually. But apparently they're playing the really good Central Coast team that's coming up.
I'm busy that night.
Of course,
putting it out there now.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I've got something on.
I hope it's a really scorcher, like a real muggy, hot day, and then you can't resist coming.
That's what air conditioning is for, Jade.
Yeah, but an ice rink is the perfect aircon.
That it is. All right, lads versus lasses up next. This is, of course, our very important Battle of the Sexes ongoing competition. Score check, please, Jade.
Oh, the lads are on 40 and the lasses are on 39, very close.
Eight shows to go on offer today for the winner. We have a half ham, all thanks to Singo's, a Pudding Lane Christmas pudding, and a bottle of wine.
13:10:09. We need one guy, one girl.
Jay, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Ah, here we go. Let's fire up. We are getting into the pointy end of the competition for 2020. Of course, the lads leading at the moment by one skinny little point.
Come on, girls.
It's all to play for and pretty good prizes as well this week. We got the Singo's ham, the Pudding Lane pudding. We got a bottle of delicious wine as well, all on offer to the winner for today.
There's a few presents done if you want to offload them. You don't want to keep them for yourself.
Either way.
You'd do that, would you?
Oh, well, I'm going on holidays, so you know what? I might as well give them away. Not that I'm getting any of those things, but if I did, that's what I would do.
All right, exactly. We're going to Dylan. If he could time travel, he would go back to the 80s. His sense of humour has gotten him into trouble in life, and if he had to change his name, it would be Tommy. Why Tommy, Dylan?
Don't know, I just like the name, I think it's got a bit of character about it.
Alter ego, have you used Tommy to pick up a chick in a bar?
I haven't.
Oh, I feel
he's
like
an honest
have.
Man.
I feel
he's
like
an honest
have.
Man. All right, Dylan, I've got your first question for you this morning. The brand Mac make a range of what?
Computers?
No. Cosmetics.
Well, Mac Cosmetics.
Mac Computers. I guess so.
Very similar.
No, that's Apple.
That's true.
The brand Mac.
Yeah.
The brand
you're right.
Question number two. Who plays the character of Irene Roberts in Home and Away?
There's multiple choice.
Is it A, Lynn McGranger, B, Colleen Smart, or C, Katie Ritchie? Kate Ritchie.
C.
See, Kate Ritchie is incorrect. Of course, she's on this radio station of an afternoon, and she played Sally Fletcher.
Oh.
There you go.
Question three. What are Spanx primarily used for?
Spanx.
Brum, brum.
None on the board now.
That's okay. It happens. And
holding it all in.
We've had both female and males get zero on the board and go to a coin toss.
Well, hold the line. You could still walk away with this, Dylan. Won't be too long. Let's go to Donna. She prefers dogs over cats. Her dream job would be working with dolphins. And if she was a Friends character, it would be Phoebe. Hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, my God. You would be a whole heap of fun. If your favourite Friends character is Phoebe, I want to hang out with you.
Oh, good.
All right, let's get into the questions. Number one for you this morning. Who is the richer celebrity chef, Gordon Ramsay or Jamie Oliver?
Jamie Oliver?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
You got it. Walked away with the win, just like that.
Congratulations.
I know, this is a girls' game.
Yay. Equal. I'm so happy. Good on you, Donna.
I'll let you have this one, Donna. half leg of Singo's ham, plus a Pudding Lane pudding and a bottle of wine coming your way. Thank you very much. Now, Jade.
Yeah?
I've got a little surprise for you next. So I guess I just want to talk something out on the air with you because I notice you've been doing something to me lately. And I don't know if you're aware that it's actually happening and how it's impacting my life.
Oh, making it better?
No. I'm going to tell you what it is
I can't
next.
Wait for this. Bit of
counselling on the air Tuesday morning, 6:17. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Now, Jade, time for a little early intervention
today.
Here we go. Now, I've spoken to the other members of the team here about something I'm not happy with that you keep doing.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's from an innocent place, but it's got to stop. I didn't know you were hiring a personal assistant.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been making me carry your things into work from the car every single day. I'm talking handbags, random bags, laptop bags.
Yeah.
And I'm just a bit sick of it. I thought, you know what? Stop bringing so many bags so I don't have to carry them in.
Well,
There's not that. Well, I guess there's three.
And can I...
You can't pass people in the hallway with all those bags, Jade. Yesterday, we were trying to go through this door, you and I, or this little gap here, and you're like, oh, you better... I just had to go out.
Can I just...
Oh, you went in.
I do have some evidence, even from today's show. Even though I didn't carry any bags in, this was said only 10 to 15 minutes ago.
They said to Maddie last night on the phone, they said, you're basically a girl. And then he was like, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, but I can talk to you more about girl stuff.
Way to strip my masculinity away.
You're a man. You help lift things when I need help, when Ben's at work.
Hang on a second. Also, in the balance of payments section between you two, isn't Maddie the one paying you for the for lifting?
Yeah, you pay me for the... I pay you... You pay me to drive.
There's
you
a line,
to
right?
Work.
There's like just being a gentleman, which I try and be where possible. But then there's you using me as a tool to carry your crap into work every day. I'm not your personal assistant, Jade.
I know you're not, but it's called helping out a friend.
No, no.
Yeah,
go and hire an assistant, Jade.
No, it's got nothing to do with assistant. Maddie had a whinge because you actually did try protesting the other week. You're like, I don't want to carry a handbag.
A polka dot handbag. That's what I've been carrying into
my
work.
Lunchbox.
Now, what a look.
It's my lunchbox.
How embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Well, but when I listen to the evidence, I'm on Maddie's on this one.
Why are you so insecure about holding a bag?
I'm not insecure. I just
you
don't
are.
Like
that's
it.
That's embarrassing.
No, it sounds like
holding a woman's bag, mate.
Every man out there knows.
You
when your wife hands you the handbag to carry, you go through this like 1 minute of shame
is
and
that,
embarrassment.
Is that true, Kribo?
Yeah, 100%.
Why, though?
Well, because that's a lady's bag. You can't be carrying that around.
Yeah, and I thought we were living in a progressive world.
No. Well, I'm not carrying your handbags anymore. Give me some other bag to carry, but not your handbag.
It was... All right, I'll give you the laptop bag.
There you go. That's a bit more manly.
Good compromise.
Yeah, that's a good compromise. You can carry that from now on, Maddie.
There we go. Our news time up next, 6:28. Look how offended she is.
I'm not offended at all.
Oh, good.
You've got the heavier bag carried. Sounds like you've come out of this a winner.
Maddie J, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So on the weekend, guys, Benny had to mow the lawn. And we have quite a small yard, so we don't need one of the ones where you're like pulling the chain.
The petrol lawn mowers.
Yeah. So we just have one of those electric lawn mowers, but ours isn't one.
Get the extension cord out,
yes.
Run it into the Zumba room.
Exactly. Ours
Easy.
Isn't one of these fancy lithium ones.
Yeah.
We've just got, you know, plugging in the extension lead. It's all good. And so I was filming Ben mow the lawn on my Instagram, and then I had people contact me. They're like, oh, my God, is that safe? I'm like, yeah, it is.
Of course it is.
Who contacted you?
Just like a couple of random people.
Oh, right.
And then
I thought it was an opposition radio host.
Or one was. One of them were. But like, anyway, I got chatting, like, it's 100% safe. That's why I'm here. I'm supervising, watching,
your safety
watching
officer.
The work. Exactly. But it sort of got me thinking, because the amount of people that were actually quite paranoid about there being a fatal accident due to Benny getting electrocuted
is
quite high.
There's something not right about electric lawnmowers. Okay, every time I see them or see somebody using them, I think, no good.
Accident waiting to happen.
Yeah,
I can personally confirm they are safe in that regard, because I did mow the lawn using one of them once, and the first time I did it, ran over the cable and basically cut the cable, and nothing happened except I had to fork out for a new
really?
Cable. Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't get electrocuted or anything?
No.
Oh, that's good to know.
You feel better?
I do feel better, because everyone was starting to make me paranoid.
No.
Oh, well, good, but on 131009, we want to know, how were you electrocuted? If you've been in a situation where maybe you were a kid and you were naughty and you put the fork in the PowerPoint, like, any sort of story along those lines where you've, you know, cheated death and you got electrocuted would be great.
Survived.
Yeah,
I've survival
got one for
stories.
You next, with a big black metal pole.
Really? Mm. Okay, we'll take your calls after this.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And on 131009, we're asking, how were you electrocuted? Maybe it was someone in your family who had a brush with death. This all came about because we have an electric lawnmower at home. I was filming Ben Mo on the weekend, and people contacting me going, is that safe?
Now, for those waiting for a big disaster at the end of Jade's story,
perfectly safe.
It was nothing happening.
Nothing to worry about. But, you know, it happens quite frequently. On our meme on the Facebook page, Amy goes, I was 36 weeks pregnant and I had just been painting the kitchen. Small drop of paint landed on the PowerPoint and I went to wipe it off. I got a shock right through my body.
Mm.
I freaked out because I was so worried about my baby and went straight to hospital. And she's like, I just had a burn on my finger and my big toe. So she was like, lucky.
Very lucky.
Very scary.
Yeah. Jenny wrote, my husband and I took a shortcut to the pub through a horse paddock. It had an electric fence that they had to straddle. And oops, he didn't go over high enough. All I could do was laugh. So he got his nads electrocuted.
So what's this about you, Crevo, and a big black stick?
Well, it actually involved an electric fence as well, because remember those...
On the farm.
Like those big maglite torches?
Yeah.
Big thing. They were huge, sort of big black metal torches.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of those, and I had to close a farm gate, and I just... like swung it around and it made a full connection with the big 240 electric fence, but like metal to metal because it was like the steel wire run apart.
Yeah,
threw me to the ground.
Wow, like, out of 10, like describe the pain.
Yeah,
like, 10 being really bad.
It was a good solid 6. It's not really a pain. It's almost like all your bones get like hit with something. Like, you know when you hit your knee or your funny bone?
Yeah.
It's like a jolt. That's what it felt like. Really, really uncomfortable. Yeah, and I was on the ground just like a stunned fish.
How long were you on the ground for?
Well, just a moment of complete shock and awe.
So I'm getting why your hair is so fuzzy now.
Well, it was straight before that incident, actually.
You've had curly hair ever since.
Yeah.
That's a way to get curls, isn't it?
Yeah, sure
I don't
is.
Recommend it.
Love it or loathe it up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, which is surprise birthday parties.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Now, getting these two off the fence is hard sometimes, but we're going to try right now. One rule, no fence sitting, as I said. Today's topic is surprise birthday parties. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it. I like a surprise birthday party. They're fun.
There's not enough surprises in life, I reckon.
Well, it was interesting. I went to my mate's surprise birthday party, and he pointed out like a really interesting fact. He's like, you know, Maddie, you've been to all of my surprise birthday parties. And I'm like, oh, I thought about it. He's had 4 of them in the last 5 years.
That's quite funny.
No longer a surprise if it's every year.
You've
got
to give them up though, right? Like, yeah, it was a beautiful surprise, all good. And it always is every single time. But like, I've never met someone that people want to plan surprise birthday parties more than my friend, from my friend.
Oh, so... how long's he been with his partner for now?
Like a year and a bit.
Okay, so I can understand the excitement for him wanting to surprise his partner. Like a year and a bit, that's acceptable. So the 3 years prior, yeah, they were just done by random friends in the circle.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's been like all the friends have had a go and now his partner has had his turn.
So is it your turn next year?
Well, I've done one.
Oh, you
have. So I've ticked off the list. I've ticked off the list.
That's interesting, isn't it?
My one was fun. We had like butlers in the buff there, serving drinks all day, pool party. It was good.
But I love how you always get your friends a stripper or a naked man or woman.
Or a butler in the buff.
Yeah, it's so good.
Do you know what? On that note, love it or loathe it, butlers in the buff.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, a bit of fun. Why not?
Well, I've gotten you a stripper before, Jade.
Yeah, you have.
Have I gotten you one or two?
I've had two.
I think I've gotten you two.
On this show.
Can't even keep count. But that's how many times we get them in here.
But it's sort of like, it's a really sweet thing. I love it. But it's good because everyone gets to enjoy it. It's a birthday present for all.
I really,
which I like. Because really it gets people in the mood.
It does. I really need to diversify my party ideas, I think. Surprise parties and strippers.
No. Not
do
for
what
me.
You do.
I like strippers. I don't want a fatogram or anything like that. No thanks.
How many days until your birthday next year?
I don't know. I haven't calculated that yet.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. You know what? You got two hot strippers, you get a fatogram next year.
I don't want a fatogram.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is...
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
Another day, another money-making opportunity suggested by Jay just off the air just before. We're talking about haircuts. And, like,
yeah.
So my haircut at the moment, I'm growing out the top so I can put it into, like, a little top knot.
Yeah.
So I'm not touching the top of my hair when I get a cut.
Yeah,
so I'm, like, get just the razor, you know, around the sides and back.
Yeah.
Now, Jay just revealed that she gives her husband a haircut when he needs one.
I've been doing it for a while now, and I've actually gotten really, really good at it. And I said...
$10 a month and you'll give me a haircut.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
With what razor? Like the one that you use on your husband's hair?
Yeah, the buzz ups.
What else do you use that razor for?
I use that
to prune the lady garden.
To prune my
That's
lady
not
garden
happening.
As well.
It's not happening.
You don't want that all over your
Absolutely
head,
Absolutely not.
What do you mean all over his head?
I'll just go and pay to get it cut.
Whatever. I said buy your own razor if that's the case.
$10 a month.
That's a bargain.
Wouldn't you just do it for free?
No.
Jade doesn't do anything for free.
And I've learnt that from Creebo. Thank you very much.
Life lessons with Creebo.
Exactly. But if you want, $10 a month and I'll shave the sides.
How much are you paying for your average haircut?
They're expensive.
$30.
See, triple.
Ugh.
Do you know what,
You're
though?
You're getting ripped off.
Jade's got her tentacles in every aspect of my life already, so I don't need to give her another opportunity to raid my payback yet.
What are you changing my name to? Ursula? I'm the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Ooh.
Good nickname. All right, guys, up next, a little bit of a quandary or a debate having around the team yesterday, because this story came out about... this mum who's basically said she's got a 3-year-old girl, and this year for Christmas, she's spending $1,400 on gifts.
That's a lot of money.
For a 3-year-old.
Ooh.
So I thought we could do a right or wrong. 131009, is this too much cash to be dropping for a 3-year-old child?
I think that's way too much.
You know what? I think it's totally fine.
For a 3-year-old, Maddie.
If you've got the money, I guess.
You know what? Absolutely. You buy presents for your dogs. The dogs don't know what...
Not...
I know, but it's still a waste of money.
$1,400 worth.
And it depends on what she bought for the little girl. I mean, it could be things she could use, you know, in the upcoming years or life.
It's mostly toys. But still, if you want to spend it on that, who cares? No, you got to do what you want, right?
I think that's an inappropriate amount for a 3-year-old.
You think this is... Jade says it's wrong.
I don't know. I just think you've got to be careful when you spoil your kids too much. I don't know. I don't have kids, but I wouldn't be spending $1,400 on a 3-year-old.
I think
that's a lot.
Do you know what, Creevo? Mm. I can see you splurging on your child.
Yeah, I reckon when I have a kid.
Tight pockets with other things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to important things in life like kids and your missus, you're spending the money.
131009, are you Team Maddie, you reckon this is fine? Or are you Team Jade, this kid's going to grow up spoiled, it's too much?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
131009 this morning, one for you mums and dads out there, is $1,400 too much to spend on a 3-year-old for Christmas?
Yeah.
you thanks. Just try to I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
Money get rich, baby, tap in.
I got bills.
Mums on various Facebook forums are going wild over this.
Wild.
$1,400 worth of toys and Christmas gifts and claptrap has been bought for this one little three-year-old kid. And people are saying, oh, you're going to spoil it. It's going to end up ruined. What are you doing? You're crazy.
Yeah, well, that's my thoughts on it. I guess it depends on what type of family you are. If you don't buy things throughout the year, etc., maybe people do lash out towards the end of the year, but I still think
it's too much.
$1,400 for one holiday at the end of the year for a three-year-old who really probably has enough toys as it is, and then you're just going to give them more. I don't think it
will make the child spoiled because they won't know the value of those
toys. True.
So you're just enriching their lives. And if you've got the money and you want to spend it on your offspring, why not?
Kids are smarter than you think. They'll know how many gifts they got last year and go, why did I get 9 last year and only 5 this year? Because they're very all right. clever. All right.
Do you know sponge. What? Jade, just quickly, doll.
Yeah, what?
How much did you spend on Halloween this year? For one day.
That's a bit different.
No.
Compared to giving a three-year-old.
I'm going from the angle of, for one holiday at the end of the year.
That argument is not even relevant to this conversation.
All right. This is the chat.
Hey, G'day, Robbie. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey, yeah. Good. Thank you. Yes. $1,400. Is it too much for a three-year-old?
I think so. Is it, like Maddie said, if they've got that amount of money, fair enough. But wouldn't you think it would be nicer if they spent, say, $1,000, which is probably still too much, on the child, but the other $400, buy presents and donate them?
There's a nice idea.
Hey, Robbie, out of curiosity, how much would you spend on a three-year-old? Your grandkids or your children?
Well, I've got the two, Savannah's 6 and Sebby's 3. So they're getting a swing set between them and I think it's expensive, but it's going to last forever, like $840.
Oh, yeah, you're not too far off, Robbie.
Yeah, but that's a joint present for both of them.
Yeah.
That's $400 each, roughly.
And the rest of their present Santa's getting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, Santa's got deep pockets.
Yeah, and now what? And Santa's not getting that much because I can't afford it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And to be honest, what they're getting, they'll appreciate.
Yeah, okay.
See,
very
I
good
think
point
that's
of view.
A
Thank
very
you.
Good lesson. Very
Thank
reasonable,
you, Robbie.
Robbie.
Okay.
Hey, Helen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well. $1,400 on a three-year-old for Christmas. It's
ridiculous.
Fine. Oh.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Come on, Helen.
And as Robbie said, Santa brings presents. I do presents, but I wouldn't spend, even if I had that much money, I wouldn't spend that much money on a kid. Down the track when they're older as well.
Mm.
What are the other kids they go to school with? Oh, how come they got that much? You know, they're going to start that, all that bullying stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you've got to keep it reasonable.
What's the acceptable amount, Helen,
for a three-year-old?
$500.
$500?
Yep. Across the board, all the time, every year.
Is that for, because you've got 2 kids?
I've got 3 and I've got 2 grandkids. So, obviously,
So you're doing $500 per child or $500
across the board? No, per child.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
So, and, you know, then you pick up your bits and pieces through the year, so it still all adds up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But, Maddie, Jade's Halloween decorations have nothing to be a part of this.
Thank you, Helen. See, he likes to try and grab whatever straws
he
can.
If you're talking about, like, singular holidays, there's no more irrelevant holiday in Australia than Halloween.
Bit different.
Spending over $1,000 on decorations.
Yeah, right.
You've got to pick your battles wisely, Maddie. It has nothing to do with this.
Look, it loosely does. Thank you, Helen.
Thanks, Helen.
Overall consensus, bit too much.
Bit too much.
Hey, guys, up next, we have something big to announce right here on UFM tomorrow. I think this is probably the biggest thing we've ever done.
Huge.
Every single caller that gets on the air will walk away with something special.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what it is next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the
the Novos.
Guys, it's been a pretty big year for us in terms of giveaways.
Yeah, we've done some really cool stuff.
Like, we've given away, you know, like 6 weddings.
Tattoos, KFC chips all.
This takes the cake, though, right? Mm-hmm. So, tomorrow on the show, possibly the biggest thing we've ever done here at the station. Should we listen to the audio?
Yeah,
let's do it.
You heard Coles Radio. Well, to celebrate the grand opening of the all-new Coles Mayfield, the staff have decided to take over New FM for one day only. It'll be huge, and you are getting the presents.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Every caller that gets on the air tomorrow with the Novos wins a $100 Coles gift card.
$100. Boom.
Thank you.
Then keep it on New FM all day while you work to play Trolley Mania. Guess the value of the products in the Coles trolley for the chance.
Thank you.
To win it all.
Woo-hoo.
Plus, we'll meet some of the awesome staff across the day from the new Coles Mayfield.
This is Amber.
This is Jordan.
I'm Kayla.
The Coles Takeover. Coming to New FM tomorrow morning from 6. The all-new Coles Mayfield opens tomorrow. Coles. Value the Australian way.
Woo! That's right. Every single caller that gets on the air for anything we do tomorrow literally gets a $100 gift card to go and spend at the new Coles Mayfield.
How good is that? Perfect. That's amazing. Especially Chrissy, stock up on all the fun stuff like bonbons, chocolates, crackers.
It's so good. How good does it look, by the way?
It looks really schmick, that whole setup. And I'm just looking on here because they give us like information about what's happening. This is private. No one else has this.
Ooh, secrets.
Here's an example of one of the awesome things they've got at this new Coles. A new scoop and weigh station with a selection of fruit and nuts.
That's exciting. When you like fruit and nut shopping, that's like taking it up a level. In-store bakery, they make fresh sourdough in-store every single day.
Oh, you know I love sourdough.
Click and collect, of course. That's become a staple of our shopping life in 2020. But no, it's so good, honestly. It's going to be fantastic. We're so excited to literally reward people that listen to our show with $100 gift cards for the entire show. And then, as you heard, later on through the workday, Coles are bringing in a massive trolley into the studio. And you need to guess how much is in that trolley, the dollar value. And if you get it right, you win the whole trolley.
Oh, how good's that?
And I've heard it's a big trolley.
Yeah, extra full of stuff.
Hey, someone has to win it. Why not you?
$100 gift cards going out the door, left, right, and center. This is going to be unreal. We're going to give away so many. That's my goal, as many as possible.
You're basically Newcastle's Oprah. You get a gift card.
What's that? Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
You're like the male version of something.
So exciting. The new Coles Mayfield opening tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade,
Maddie and Crevo.
We love having fun on this show, and this is why we play so many games, because we like to play with you.
We love having fun.
Yeah, we do.
Of course, absolutely.
And so we're about to play What's My Age Again. So on 131009, give us a call if you want to play with us. So this is basically where we ask you questions about yourself. We get a gauge as to what your age might be, and then whoever guesses the closest to your age without going over wins the point.
Okay, let's look at the leaderboard right now. I think I'm still leading here.
Yes.
On 10 gold stars. Crevo, you're on 8. And Jade, you are on 8 as well.
Well, hang on. Am I on 10 now?
No, I think you're on 10. We'll have to retally that.
Okay. All right. I think you and I are tied up, Maddie.
Yeah, I think you are.
Oh, today's the day. It's gonna change.
You're going down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you think you can take us on and fool us, by all means, 131009.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
What's my age again, guys?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos, what's my age again?
We look forward to this game every Tuesday. What's my age again? If you would like to play on 131009, give us a call, because this is where we try and guess your age, because we think we're sort of good at it. And whoever gets the closest without going over wins a gold star on our tally board. Maddie and Crevo, you're both tying on 10 stars.
Playing it.
and I'm on 8. I'm losing, and that's okay. But this is our second last time we're going to be playing this game.
I've never heard those words out of Jade Leader's mouth.
What?
I'm losing, and that's okay.
I am losing.
Wow.
Because I'm not good at this game.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I think you're probably setting us up to try and win a few more points here at the end. No, like, get our guards down.
No, dead
set. That's okay, guys.
But, yeah, no, play now.
All right, let's go to Sue, first of all. Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. Okay, question number one. Sue, where was the last place you bought clothes?
It was online, actually.
What store?
What was the store?
Yeah.
It was Q.
Okay, interesting.
All right, next question for you. Do you use fake tan regularly?
Never.
Never. All right.
I'm going to say you're 48.
Okay, remember, closest without going over. I'm going to say 42, Sue.
I think you are 43.
Oh, God love you. It is Christmas. I'm
55. Oh, wow.
Oh, Jade, a point for you. Jade,
on the board.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
Sue. Yeah, you sound younger than you are.
Definitely.
Thanks for playing.
All right, time to speak to Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Yeah, good.
Excellent. All right, first question for you. Did you buy your first single or song on CD, tape, or iTunes?
Would have been on an album.
An album. So was that a CD or a record?
A record.
A record.
A record.
Oh, okay.
Right. Jeez, even that's too old for Crevo. He didn't put it on the list.
Didn't even put it on the list.
Yeah, but records are back
they
now.
They are. Oh, that's true, actually.
So that's a... okay, so question number two. What was your first filling colour?
Like in your teeth.
So there's gold, silver, or white?
What was the question, sorry?
So when you get a filling in your tooth, what colour was it? Gold, silver, or white?
Silver.
They're like the amalgam ones. They've been around quite a while.
Dangerous. You should make sure you get them. Mm. No. They had lead in them, the really old school ones.
Really old.
I got mine taken out and refilled.
Jason, I think you're 54, mate.
Ooh, I think you are 55.
I'm going to go with 46.
51.
Oh, me.
Oh, you win again, Jade.
Wow. Jade's smashing it today.
Thanks, Jace. Enjoy your weekend. Oh, your week, sorry. Jeez, I'm excited. One more. Let's go to Katie this morning. Hey, Katie. Hello, Katie. Nope, Katie's gone. Well, there you go, Jade. You cleaned up this morning.
So you know what that means? We're all tied on 10.
With 1 week to go, yeah?
1 week to go. So we're...
Oh, my God.
Everything
it's all
to play for next week.
Really is. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. I've got crazy details on what it's like to be famous if you're Robbie Williams. Also, too, Rita Ora, sort your stuff out. She's had to apologise again.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why next.
Okay. Jay,
Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, good morning, producer Jackson. Tell us what's happening with our... who was it? Rita Ora. What has she done again?
Alrighty, so... She's flouted the COVID rules over in the UK again. So you heard about her 30th birthday, right?
Yeah.
Where she packed all these people into a restaurant. She's done it again. And look, before I get into what she's done, Tyra Banks has a few choice words for her.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you out there. You borrow something from this. You go to bed at night, you lay there, and you take responsibility for yourself.
Gone to Egypt to pocket a few dollars for a private performance, come back to the UK, completely disregarded their 14-day quarantine rule, and it's just out and about partying with her friends once again.
That's madness, isn't it?
What does she say?
She said, upon my return to Britain, I should have followed government advice and isolated myself as required. As you know, I did not follow government advice, and for that, I'm truly sorry. I apologize again.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, she doesn't care.
It's like she's doing it on purpose.
Just to wind people up.
She's not even that famous. I'd expect this from a Beyonce and I'd be like, okay, you're Beyonce. It's Rita Ora.
Big in Egypt, I guess.
I mean, it's what can you say? Jeez.
Sorry, Rita. I could trip over Rita Ora in the street and not know who she was.
No, she's a little bit more famous than that.
Mm. Oh, she's wearing a hat and sunnies.
You wouldn't know.
I'd miss her. Anyway.
Eating a street hot dog. You know, sorry, Maddie.
Rihanna hated Rita Ora.
I was literally just going to say, I was reading about all the feuds that Rita Ora's had with celebrities, and there are so many.
So Rita Ora was originally signed to the label Roc Nation, which was Jay-Z's label.
One, yeah.
And Rihanna was signed to Roc Nation at the same time, I think. And there was a little bit of a comparison going on at the time between Rihanna and Rita Ora. So Rihanna hated her guts, got her kicked off the label.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
Other celebrities that Rita Ora is feuded with include Kim Kardashian, Dua Lipa, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, she'll hate Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Both British girls.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Mm. Well, some people are just unlikable. Someone who is not unlikable, though, is Robbie Williams. Now, of course, he's famously a recluse most of the time. He is not that famous in the States, so he hangs out in LA. But this is his experience with fame when he was a 17-year-old in the UK.
Within a matter of 5, 6, 7 months, I'd been catapulted to Mars on a spaceship. People wanted to beat me up. There was a contract out on me to kill me at one point, which I've never talked about. Simon Cowell said one line and it changed my frame of how I think about things. And he just said, embrace the madness.
Embrace the madness with a bodyguard.
That's intense. He was in Take That, which, I mean, One Direction had nothing on Take That when they were successful in the 90s.
They were
massive.
Huge, right? Biggest on the... biggest on the planet.
Yeah.
Really.
Embrace the madness.
Embrace the madness. But yeah, a contract out to kill him, which is terrifying. I'm very surprised he's not bigger in the US, but
he's Robbie Williams' swing is amazing. He's such a good swing performer.
He's aged
jazz,
very well as well.
Amazing.
You like Robbie J?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Froth him.
I'd go there. I think he's very sexy, and the accent too.
That's what gets you, partly.
Oh,
isn't
the
it?
Blue eyes.
He's
brunette.
From Liverpool, I think. He's got that real Liverpoolian accent.
He just seems like he'd be a lot of fun.
He's a little bit scrawny, though. I feel like if you mucked around, gave him a dead army
I don't mind that. I don't like a really, really muscly man.
She likes a sensitive man.
Not sensitive.
Just skinny.
I'd like to be able to get my arms around him. No, fit. Ben has a six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not too bulky.
Not bulky.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys. News time. I'm next here at New FM. Thank you for that, Jackson. And Delta Goodrum tickets on the air before 9 o'clock this morning at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This
is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
All right, it's time to give away Delta Goodrum tickets. All right, so this is pretty simple. Just if you want to win them, 13:10:09, and you give us a little pitch as to why you deserve the tickets.
20 seconds.
Live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to throw it out there. We give someone else a chance to steal the tickets off you. So think about how you want to sell yourself. And sell what you want for those tickets. Why you deserve them.
Yeah.
Because if you do a great job, they may not be stolen off you. If you do a rubbish job, you get nothing. Someone else steals the tickets right out of your hands.
Just like that. Instantly.
I love these. Pitch and steal for Delta tickets.
Yeah. Her tour, obviously coming here, May 2021. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be huge.
Taking your calls after this.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Hey, everyone. It's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour.
Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via Ticketek.com.au.
Or win them with the Novos all week.
Yeah, we are doing Delta Goodrum Pitch and Steal. This is basically where if you really want those tickets, you pitch us your best story, mm-hmm. and then some other listener has the chance to steal the tickets away from you, rip them right out of your hands if they want to.
Ooh, all right, we're going to go to Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, hello. How are you?
Hey guys, pretty good yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So are you ready to pitch us your story for these Delta tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually not trying to win them for myself. I'm trying to win them for my mum and my fiancée. So we got evicted, a 90-day eviction from our property just recently. We had to be out just before Christmas. We're coming from Nelson Bay. There's no rental properties. There's nothing. So we had nowhere to live with our two little pugs, Mr. Milo and Lola.
You've already sold Jade, Shannon.
Sorry?
You've already sold Jade with
your
the two pugs.
Pugs. Yeah. Milo and...
Lola. Mr. Milo and Lady Lola. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Screw the people, Jade. You're worried about the pugs.
Yeah, so look, there's no rental properties at Nelson Bay. Nothing. Yeah. We had nowhere to go. We got 90 days eviction. Our property has come back on the market for like $1,200 a week.
Wow. So you want these tickets just to cheer them up?
Yeah, just to say thank you to. So I have to work, keep working full time, leave at 7, get home at 7. My fiance had to pack the whole house, do all that. My mum helped as well. Then they moved us into mum's property just until we can find something. And it's just something to say, hey, look, thank you so much. I wish I was there to help you more. But
that's nice. That is very nice.
Yeah,
so you're a good guy, Shannon.
And we'll look, they're for some very deserving people. But, of course, the name of this game is that somebody can steal them away from you. After hearing that story, let's now meet Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, mate. And yourself?
Yeah, going well, thanks. All right, so you just heard Shannon's story. Shannon, say hi to Joe. There you go. Hello.
Hey, Joe, how are you going?
Hello, good and you?
I'm afraid you're just going to rip these from me.
Oh, it's such a good story, but I really want the tickets too.
So you're going to take them from Shannon, Joe?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's cold.
Hey.
So cold.
The tickets are all yours, Joe. I'm sorry, Shannon.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry, Shannon.
All good. All good.
Aww.
I'll try again later.
All right.
Yeah.
Try again. Well, congratulations, Joe. You're going to Delta Goodrum. A double pass. All yours.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I mean, no the worries. Way you got it was a bit dirty, but hey,
no,
you got
that's
the ticket.
Not dirty. Hey, it's Pitch and Steal. It's the name of the game.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. Thank
Joe's
you very much.
Joe's got balls, but poor Shannon. But you know what? I'm glad Shannon has good family here.
Somewhere
that
to
story.
Move to, yeah.
Somewhere to move to. And, you know, Milo and Lola as you know,
safe.
Still safe. And, well, because a lot of people who get evicted, unfortunately, have to take their dogs to animal shelters if they can't take them. So I'm glad that the family's safe.
Good stuff. Well, sorry, Shannon. Joe, congratulations. Up next, though, Jade.
Yes. This is a huge thing that we're doing. So maybe not huge, but huge for you, Maddie, because I'm going to teach you how to wrap presents really quickly, because Maddie and I are actually going to be going out tomorrow wrapping presents for a particular charity. So you can come say g'day, leave a donation, and we'll wrap some presents. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment, but we need to put you through your paces, Maddie, and get you wrapping
up to
scratch.
Jade's forced me to come and wrap presents with her tomorrow.
It wasn't forced. You always have
to yes, it was.
You're doing a good deed. So we're going to delve into it after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And Maddie, we're doing something very special tomorrow. We're going to be wrapping for the Samaritans Wrapped with Love, where basically people can come to us, leave a donation. It raises money for the Samaritans.
That's a good cause.
And we'll wrap their Christmas presents for them. So this is something we're going to be doing tomorrow. And so you kindly have offered to come with me.
No, so this is how it worked. Like, I'm all for you supporting the charity, Jay, but I actually suck at wrapping presents. She gets me in the car one morning.
Maddie. I knew that.
Maddie, so, would it be okay if you come with me to wrap presents on Wednesday? I'm like, no, Jade, No, I'm not. Not your thing, right? And she's like,
but it's for charity.
But it's for charity.
And you're doing a good deed.
And Deb said I need to bring a family and friend or friend to the wrapping. And she's like, nobody would come with me. So I felt bad. But look, I'll do it.
You got guilted into it. You got guilted into
it. But I'm sure you'll do a fantastic job. So we're actually going to live stream Maddie wrapping right now on our Facebook page because we thought we need to put you through your paces. And I've brought in a shoebox. Wrapping paper. We've got some scissors, sticky tape. I've even brought ribbon and a bow to see how you decorate as well to get you ready for tomorrow. Because I'm sure you're not as bad as you say you are.
Do we have like a KPI? Like how many presents do we have to wrap in the time that we're there?
Well, the more money you can make for charity, the better.
Exactly. So we're going to be at Stockland at Glendale.
Right.
So we're going to be in front of Kmart there.
You'll be busy.
People can, you know, come out, bring us out their presents straight away, leave a donation whilst we wrap their presents, and then off they go. So hopefully as many as we can.
All right. So what do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to go over to the wrapping bench.
Yeah.
And with your Christmas smile, I would like you...
your best Christmas smile.
I would like you to wrap the shoebox I brought in today. Yep.
Yeah, all right. Now, how do you think Maddie's going to go, Jade, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think he's going to be better than he says he is. I think he's going to be about an 8.
I think it's going to be something you wouldn't offer to you. Like someone important in your life.
No, I think he'll be all right. So, look, he's already measured up the box before he's cutting the paper.
Oh, that's a terrible cutting line. Look at that. It's like so zigzaggy.
Shut up.
Oh. It's all over the place.
It's not too bad. Oh.
Look
that's
how
right.
jagged that is.
So, I put that side underneath. Good job.
You're not meant to give me advice. Just... let me do it. If you're going to be a control freak for the entire thing, I'm not going.
I'm not a control freak.
Now, Maddie, he's covered up one side and he's trying to sort of shove it underneath. Oh, here goes the tape.
His eyes have actually lit up with the spirit of Christmas as he's doing this. It's amazing how some Christmas wrap and, how magical the moment feels and you turn into a little elf.
You say lit up with the spirit of Christmas. I say lit up with fury at the idea he's accidentally volunteered for this.
You're actually doing a good job. I wish I was timing you. So it's 8:25 now.
You're pretty close to
finished,
really.
You're about a minute in. Oh, here he goes. There you go. Turning the box upside down.
Well, that's a bit wonky, to be honest.
This is on our Facebook page right now, live.
Very, strong. That doesn't look too bad.
Don't get too rough banging about the box.
Yeah, what if that was, like, some Lalique crystal or something like that? It'd be broken by
He's
now.
He's gone for the ribbon.
He's gone for green ribbon.
He's...
That's a bit short and only around one way.
Now, you're doing good, Maddie. So don't forget tomorrow, Stockland, Glendale the front of Kmart.
The ribbon's a bit of a fail. It's all off to one.
Okay, and he's the final touch. He's putting on the bow.
Look at that ribbon.
A beautiful gold bow. And, he's going in for a last sticky tape to make sure the bow doesn't come off.
There you go.
Oh, Maddie.
What a beautiful gift.
Can you please bring that over here, Crevo?
I'd be really happy to receive that, just quietly. Thank you very much.
You know what? On
I'd
a time limit.
I'd be happy to give that to my enemy.
Because we have to do a quick segment here. Surprisingly, Maddie, you actually did the folds really, really well.
The paper, pretty good.
You've
the
passed.
Ribbon, not so
the
much.
The ribbon, I can teach you how to curl the ribbon and do a bit better job with that. But otherwise... a good solid 8 out of 10, as predicted. You can see Maddie and I wrapping presents tomorrow at Stockland Glendale for the Samaritans.
Are you coming, Crevo?
No.
Why?
Oh, I'm just busy.
You leave a gold coin donation or notes, whatever you want to leave, and we'll wrap your presents.
Gold notes better.
Gold notes. Yeah.
nice juicy pineapple.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
We're going to have a lot of fun. So come down, say good day, get your presents wrapped. And
especially if you want them wrapped by Maddie. He'll do a great job.
No, he will.
Look at that.
We'll fix you.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105 commercial free coming up after us with Jackson. What's on the way?
Bitter Ava Max has revealed the reason behind the Max cut.
Oh, what is it?
So she says she was baking cookies and they like burnt and she's cutting her hair and she got distracted.
I feel like that's a fake story.
Yeah.
I mean, can you get distracted from cutting the rest of your hair for 2 years?
No.
Do you know what? She pulls it off at least. This one's Fresh Naked. Your summer songs are Soup Dragons.
Oh, love that.
And
Jason
Derulo.
He's in there too.
What a vibe. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. All day, we are playing the best summer songs right here in Newcastle. Up next, though, guys, NASA. It's been a couple of weeks since we've caught up with NASA. Hamish loves it when NASA comes on the show, don't you, Hamish? He's not contributing. So basically, poor NAS, do you know what? I love him. He's gone through a few dramas in the last couple of weeks.
That he has,
yeah. He's hacked on Instagram.
That would be very scary. Like, how do you stop a hacker once they've got control?
But he's also had some success, guys, because apparently NASA is starring on this very special MAFS reunion special with all of the old contestants. And I believe he's on set right now.
Get out. Oh, he got a break. He got his big break.
Back on TV.
Back on telly.
We're going to catch up with him after this.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them. Look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Good morning, NASA. How are you?
Oh, I tell you what, nervous, you name it, I'm it today. I'm, about to go into a grueling 48 hours of filming and this is first on your show. The media sort of leaked it out, but this is first official, the All-Stars Mass Reunion.
Wow.
Yay, good stuff, NASA. I'm so happy for you.
What a big win.
Back to where it all began.
That's where it all began. But listen to this, though. They're very, very clever. And I think this will be a massive rating because they will launch it before the new season starts in January. They've got all the baddies, all the troublemakers, all the baddies together for tonight and tomorrow.
What are you doing there, then, in the mix, if it's all baddies?
No, I'm not. I'm one of the biggest stars. So it's like they needed me to cause trouble. And apparently they're all going to have a go at me tonight and tomorrow for outing them out. You know how I out people out?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so they're all going to have a go at me. I mean, and you know what? To be honest with you, they're all losers anyway. I'm the biggest celebrity on that whole thing. So
NASA.
If you're going to call it the All-Stars, you might as well just have me.
NASA, give us a little, behind-the-curtain insight into, a MAFS filming session. Do you guys, all go to a hotel and get on the booze? What's the go?
What happens is that I get a schedule, which I've got a schedule. I'm in Sydney, so I go to a hotel at about 12 o'clock and I get picked up actually by a car.
The Channel 9 limousine?
They send the limousine, they take me to the hotel and I stay there and then the crew arrives, the film crew, and they film you getting dressed and they ask you questions, so how do you feel, do you know who's on, who's not? So you're not allowed to meet anybody at all, only tonight, I don't know who's on. You know what I mean? It's like a surprise. Here it is, bang, and then people are going to go, oh, my God.
Are they serving up the Verve or the Passion Pop?
Well, I think the Passion Pop, to be honest with you. I think cheap wine from Aldi.
It's better anyway.
It's a cheap wine from Aldi. But they don't really drink, so they'll all have a few drinks in that. And the only bad thing about it is that it doesn't bloody finish till late.
Hey, NASA.
4 o'clock in the morning.
You're the passion and the pop that everybody needs, so I'm glad on that show.
I'm going to use that tonight. If anyone comes up to me and says, mate, you did this, I'm going to say, mate, I'm the passion and I'm the pop.
NASA, I believe you were speaking to producer Jackson earlier this week, and you made us a promise that you would try and mention our show on the show.
No, no, I will tonight. I will say to it, because that apparently you sit in front of John Aiken, you know, and the expert, and they'll ask you, oh, what have you been doing? What's happening since, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to say, Matt, I'm, like, fully embedded with the boys at Newcastle, the new FM in Newcastle, fully embedded. I mean,
remember, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, Nasser.
We want names on the show.
I promise you, I will put that in.
Good. Because, good. Let's face it, Nasser, like, if they say you've got commitment issues, you can say that's not true, because Jade, Maddie and Crevo, we're the real loves of your life. You know, you chat
also,
to us
you turn
constantly.
Up. Yeah, that's right. You commit and you show up on the show you do a great job of it.
Yep, that's exactly what I say, and I'll say to the others, what have you done besides selling lipstick and getting your teeth whitened? What have you done? Tell me what have you done. Besides having enlarged breasts and putting up, like, fancy-wancy videos that only men can watch. Like, what have you done? You know, so realistically, if they want to have a go, that's great. But that's what the whole show's about. Then, if the ratings go, I think next year after this one, they will have like a star marries a non-star type thing, you know, because they're still going to go with the concept. But really, after this, I think it's forget about it, you know.
Good.
I mean, it's a great idea.
You're going to war, Nasser. I love it.
I love it.
Hey, Nasser, we appreciate your time. Good luck on the show. Now, I can tell you that we have a very special breakfast coming up here on the show for our final show of the year. We'll send you an invite. Hopefully you can come.
Oh, that would be incredible, because then after that I'll have heaps to tell you. So it's today and tomorrow. Thanks for the love and for the luck all this time that you guys supported me, and I will 100% mention you guys somewhere in the conversation.
Good work.
And I'll tell John Aiken, I'll say, mate, this is what I've been doing. I don't know what the others have been doing.
Thank you, Nasser.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Good luck, my friend.
Good luck, Nasser.
Tell us how you go. Thank you, Nas. Wow, there he is. He finally made it back on maths.
Yay. Yeah,
maths
brilliant.
All-stars. You know what? That is actually going to be a really interesting and entertaining show.
It's going to be brilliant.
Especially with Nasser there. Like, he's fine.
Be great.
Okay, he's got some debts to settle, I reckon.
Yeah, he's loving it. Hey, guys, if you missed our big announcement earlier on in the show, tomorrow is going to be a massive day here. It's all thanks to the new Coles Mayfield. This thing is looking incredible. I drove past and had a quick peek inside the other day. Wow, it is state of the art. It looks so lush.
Brand spanking new.
Every single caller that gets on the air tomorrow is going to walk away with something very special. Take a listen. We're going to tell you what you could win tomorrow, right now.
You heard Coles Radio. Well, to celebrate the grand opening of the all-new Coles Mayfield, the staff have decided to take over New FM for one day only. It'll be huge, and you are getting the presents.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Every caller that gets on the air tomorrow with the Novos wins a $100 Coles gift card.
$100.
Thank you.
Then keep it on New FM all day while you work to play Trolley Mania. Guess the value of the products in the Coles trolley for the chance.
Thank you.
To win it all.
Woo-hoo.
Plus, we'll meet some of the awesome staff across the day from the new Coles Mayfield.
This is Amber.
This is Jordan.
I'm Kayla.
The Coles Takeover. Coming to New FM tomorrow morning from 6. The all-new Coles Mayfield opens tomorrow. Coles. Value the Australian way.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Something a little bit different now. The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo, of course, outside, getting them up on the phones, because a bit of a surprise for Maddie, guys.
Yeah, we do have a really exciting prize for Maddie. So Crevo and I teed something up for him yesterday, and we've got Maddie blindfolded in the courtyard right now. Now, Maddie, what do you think's going on?
I don't know. I hate surprises. Very nervous sounding. In fact, he had to run in and have a quick pee just to relax his nerves.
Okay, so we're going to walk Maddie slightly to the door and keep your blindfold there. So obviously, we all know Maddie doesn't have his license, and he was promised some driving lessons from Bernadette from B. Elliott, BL Safe Learner School, and take the blindfold off, Maddie. Bernadette is here to take you on a driving lesson.
Hello, Bernadette.
Oh, Bernadette, thank you so much for doing this.
No, all my pleasure. I love to see the look on his face. It's horror mixed with...
It's automatic, right?
It is automatic, yes.
Oh, wow, there you go. I'm good. Happy to do it. Thank you so much, Bernadette. I appreciate it.
We had to push him off the cliff to make this happen, so...
I have drank a half a bottle of vodka,
No, you haven't. So, Maddie's off on his driving lesson, Creeper.
I know, this is very exciting. Maddie, you're literally getting in the car right now, and you're going to get your license. Can we come along?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're all coming. All right. All right, let's get in the car.
L-plates on.
L-plates are on and ready to go. What sort of car is it?
A Kona, there we go.
Everyone belt up.
Pretty blue, watch out, he's on the road. Watch out, Newcastle.
So what we'll do is I'll sort of watch you, see what you're doing.
We're not here.
Yeah, all right. I think we'll wrap it there. Maddie's literally going on a driving lesson with Bernadette now, and we'll have a full wrap of how it goes on the show tomorrow.
I'll look forward
Thanks,
to it.
Jackson.
No worries. As if 2020 wasn't already unsafe enough, Maddie's on the roads. As they said, catch up on that tomorrow, and 105 commercial free coming up next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.